My version of Superfly, I guess, was also comeback Charleston, blue asphalt jungle. Cotton comes to Harlem, the Mac and Jim Brown doing his mother, who killed his brother, suck my fucking dick thing. Outside Morrison's on the Broadway, there was him and Richard Roundtree. Eating out of a box was Charles Bronson, Paul Newman on a winning streak with a plastic bag, makes an iconic move with his delivery girl. This is where the movie stars end up eventually, with remorse and knowing the void better than the dead. When I look out of the shopping center and listen, I do it all with Spanish subtitles. I have never felt so tired and lost as when I was asked to trade masculinity to cover another kind of reality. It has been the dumb thing ever since I made. There are guys who can read magazines and text and break apart carburetors and talk engine displacement, beast taming, deep sleep, but that's not me. I'm just aware that you aren't like that either. She makes lives like Steve McQueen made movies as a movie star, hallucinating that role in all your roles and coming out on top. The last thing I would do to you was try and plow through you, your innate nobility stamping me down into vice, and your haunted looks and shrouds. Did you think I would flee from you? Did you feel fear when you sleep alone, or hear that I do? I am engulfed in rising tedium in a faint dream, and our twilights will be lukewarm if stunned. Our mysterious connection is cut, what are we? A cool connection. Yeah, a cool connection. A zeitgeist slow-boiled Hugh Hefner with Jacqueline Bisset. Kind of motion picture which hasn't got a memorable story, but has a wonderful pose you can taste after dark lies. Let my kisses release you, babe. Let my kisses release you.